find yours.
From the time they get up in the morning and flush the toilet, they're taxed. Then they go and get a coffee, they're taxed. They get into their car, they're taxed. They go to the gas station, they're taxed. They go for lunch, they're taxed. And this goes on all day long. Tax, 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 tax.
This is John and Ken's Tax Revolt 2010.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Now, this is Alternative Gubernatorial Candidates Week on the John and Ken Show. Every day at 5 o'clock from Monday through Thursday, we're going to have one of the other candidates on the ballot.
And there are four others besides Whitman and Brown who qualified for the ballot that you will see when you vote.
And today, it's the American Independent Party candidate, Shalene Nightingale. Let's get her on.
Well, hi, John and Ken. I'm happy to be in your hot seat. I've been listening to you since 2005.
Well, thank you for coming on and taking the time.
We know you were originally part of the Save Our State movement. I believe we met you a few years ago.
Yeah, I was on your show. I think it was in 2007, I believe, when we were in Washington, D.C. for Hold Our Feet to the Fire. Seven, which we, the people, voted on. I've spoken to some constitutional attorneys already about it, what we can do to bring it back into the books, which, of course, is A34B. I'm very much a supporter of the Arizona bill.
Well, how would you bring it back if we've already surrendered in court?
Well, that's what I was talking to the constitutional attorney about, because I asked him that question. I said, you're telling me that we can bring it back? And he said, yes, based on, and I don't have the exact provisions in front of me, but he said, based on these provisions, what they did was actually unconstitutional. So I want to bring it back. I actually called Barbara Coe about it and said, let's get ready. If we win, let's bring it back. Even if I don't win, gentlemen, I want to do something to bring back Prop 187.
All right, we got a $20 billion annual budget deficit. It's a structural deficit. Every year it's going to be the same thing, and everybody knows the reasons why. So what do you do to erase the $20 billion budget deficit?
Well, you know, I'm glad you asked that question, because I don't know if you know this, AFAIR put this report out. We're actually $22 billion per year we spend on the public benefits for illegal aliens. So we can cut that off right there.
Well, that's
budget.
Yeah, but that's schooling and the emergency medical care that is guaranteed
by the U.S. Supreme Court.
Yeah. You know, we tried that with 187, and we hit that wall. So
I know, but I think that we, the people, if we just, you know, look at the Tea Party movement, they've really made a lot of serious issues brought forth. They're making a difference. I think the health care bill, I'm not sure what state it was. Was it Michigan or Missouri where they fought that, put it on the ballot and won? I think that we, the people, just have to bring back initiatives and fight harder.
I like the Tea Party spirit, but they have a conundrum because, and nationally, most of the money goes to Social Security and Medicare and defense and interest on the debt. And I haven't seen from the Tea Party crowd anyone raising their hand saying, you know, I'm giving up my Medicare benefits. I'm giving up my Social Security benefits. So what I need to see is in California, who's giving up their benefits? Who's giving up their paychecks?
You're absolutely right about that. You know, here's what I think. I don't mind having benefits for, and I hate to put these two words together, but homeless veterans, the disabled, senior citizens, and there's always people that need help and a helping hand. But I am somebody who I don't like an income tax that it uses it for a welfare nanny state. I'd like to see people get back to work, and I want to go back to the budget. We have such an adversarial business climate in the state of California. We're ranked number 48th on the 2010 climate report. So what I would like to do is cut the red tape for business and create those businesses to come back. You know, for example, if a California corporation reducing their corporate tax by 50%, and if you're in another state, why don't we have a transfer fee for up to 2 years to bring them back? And we want them to not just come here, we want them to stay here. So lowering the business restrictions, I for one am yes on Prop 23. That is not only going to kill business, it's going to be such a job killer.
What would you do about the public employee unions and the pension problem?
Oh, absolutely. I love that question. What I would like to do is immediately force them to invest in their retirement plans. We need to fund them differently. So a 401k, I don't like the state pensions. I'd like to eliminate them. the public employees. I'll tell you a quick story. I went out to dinner with some union workers the other day. They work for the state. And they were telling me the story about, it was some, I'm not sure what school it was, but it was here in Los Angeles. And the parents and the children wanted to do something to beautify their school because there's no funding at their local school. So the unions actually came in and they were outraged. They said, we're going to file grievances against the parents for taking our jobs. And I'm just really sick and tired of that attitude. I mean, we the people are the ones that should be running the state, not unions and special interests.
All right, hang on. We're talking to Shalene Nightingale. She's the American Independent Party candidate for governor on your ballot as we present Alternative Candidates Week for the governor's post. And don't forget, we will have the debate between Whitman and Brown coming up at 6.
Doing what Jerry Brown's afraid to do. Come on the show. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. John and Ken Show. John Cobalt and Ken Champeau. Shalene Nightingale's with us from the American Independent Party. Part of our John and Ken's Alternative Gubernatorial Candidates Week.
Yesterday was Green Party Lady. Today's American Independent Party.
All right, let's get back to Shalene. All right, so we ran through some of the major issues with you, but you're not saying stuff that's all that much different than Schwarzenegger said in 2003. But then he folded up fairly quickly and gave in. And what I'm trying to get at, trying to understand with all these candidates is, you know, what kind of character, what kind of steel do you have to get into a big fight with all the people you have to fight with?
Well, John and Ken, you know, I mean, you know how often I was out in the streets protesting and confronting, you know, gang members out there. Look, I'm a very principled individual. I'm a mother, and I've been part of We the People for a really long time. I'm not giving in to special interests. My father was in the military. My mother was a legal immigrant. Her family from Italy. They taught me to have balls of steel, and I'm a woman.
Wow.
So I'm not. And here's the difference. Arnold Schwarzenegger already went in there, I think, with special interests. I mean, come on. He was married to a Kennedy. I'm going in there for the people, of the people, by the people. So I think that's the difference. And that's what we need to do. We need to start voting in and electing people that are not special interest candidates. And I think the founding fathers made that very clear that, in fact, George Washington, I believe it was in his farewell address speech, said, make sure that the government is always just the average citizen, common people with common sense.
All right, now let's talk about the legislature. Nutty and unpopular. Now, what Schwarzenegger tried to do was use ballot propositions to go around them, but then he didn't campaign very hard for them because the public employee unions chased after him. That's what John's talking about with balls of steel. You got to stand up to the legislature, and you got to fight if you're going to use the ballot propositions to get your way.
Absolutely. Well, one of the things that I want to do is enforce a part-time legislature, but this is where the people come in. The days of us looking the other way are gone, and I don't mean throwing at the people referendum after referendum, but we are fed up. We're tired and sick and tired. I mean, look, I was at your Pigs on the Stick rally. You know,
Pigs.
I was one of those people that sent the toilet brush into Villaraigosa. Uh-huh. I had it, and I think that what the people need to do is to work together and letting the decisions be driven by the people, not special interest and definitely a part-time legislature. And if we gain the support and we work together, I believe that we can do this and stand up to the public employee union.
Well, I mean, look at the prison system. We're spending almost $50,000 a head in the prison system, and other states are spending less than $20,000. And they're big states like Texas and Florida. It's not North Dakota here.
Yes. And that was why I went to dinner the other night with these union people that work for the prison system, and they said, Shalene, the first thing you need to do when you get in there is you need to audit each of the departments because we have very much wasteful spending. And she was even talking to me about how the prisoners had more rights than the rest of us citizens. She told me a story about some prisoner who wanted a certain surgery, so he broke his back. I don't know. Don't ask me how. In prison, just to get that surgery. She said the common citizen out here wouldn't have had that same entitlement. So we definitely need to audit, and I actually am thinking of privatizing the prison system. It's an option I've been exploring.
So if you had, three things you were going to push right from day one, three most important things to get done, and that you weren't going to quit on them, what would the three things be?
One, abolishing the environmental terrorism committees. Absolutely. AB 32, I don't want them funded. I want to get rid of them. We need to bring back business. I really have this kind of all...
What do you mean abolish the committees?
Well, do you know that the committee is actually appointed by the governor?
You mean the California Air Resources Board?
Diet.
Are you talking about CARB?
Yeah,
yes. Yes, yes.
You're talking about abolishing the California Air Resources Board.
Well, you don't. It's the governor who appoints the people to that committee.
So you'd appoint nobody?
I would appoint nobody.
Are you required to appoint people?
I don't know. You know what? Well, look what they've done. I mean, they're even creating legislation. I mean, look, they create laws that doesn't go through our legislature or signed by the governor.
Well, maybe what you could do,
constitutional.
You could just appoint people, Shalene, that agree with you that they should just stay out of this.
Man, they could agree to do nothing.
Yeah,
pretty much. No, that is the most evil agency. That's the most evil agency in the state, the California Air Resources Board.
Absolutely.
All right, give me another one. That's one. Give me a second one.
Okay, and number two, obviously you know this from my days at Save Our State, is illegal immigration. $22 billion in our state. I definitely want to put our California state military on the border and definitely call the military, the National Guard back and e-verify. I heard the other interview with the other candidate. It, by the way, it has a 97% success rate, just so you know. I didn't know if you knew that number. I wanted to make sure
We upgraded it after we started with 90%. We talked to Meg Whitman. We realized later it's higher.
Yeah, 97%.
97%. Yeah. 97%. I guess that's still not good enough for her. I don't know. Maybe somebody will ask that tonight at the debate. What you have to do...
Between Meg Brown and Jerry Whitman. Yeah. But to answer your question, I'm sorry. Number three is turning the water, the Delta pumps, the water issue is very important to me. People are more important than fish.
Well, you're talking about the Delta smelt here.
Yes, yes, yes.
Now, you got a federal judge in the way of that, don't you?
Sheriff Richard Mack, who is another individual who's endorsed our campaign, I have spoken to him about this issue. He said, Shalene, the governor has the power without the judicial branch to go in there and turn the pumps on. And the sheriff in that county, you can ask them to arrest any federal agent that comes in and turns off the water. So,
is that right?
Yeah, because
you have a federal judge saying that the pumps have to be turned off to save the Delta smelt. So you're telling me a local sheriff?
Yeah, the San Juan Key River settlement. I mean, what we need is a farmer's settlement. We're losing $2 billion in revenue in that region.
I agree. It's a horrible situation. I just never heard of the idea of a local sheriff arresting a federal agent trying to turn off the pumps.
Yeah, you should have Sheriff Richard Mack on your show. He's very, very entertaining and very knowledgeable on the Constitution and the rights of sheriffs and their duties.
All right, Shalene, before we let you go, we got probably more emails about you than anybody else from the alternative candidate list. Not that we have a lot of Green Party fans in the audience. There was a couple, though, that were negative. Two quick questions. Are you a birther and a truther?
Oh, I knew that was going to come up.
Yes or no?
In fact, I was joking with my staff. I go, watch them. Look, I wouldn't call myself either. I mean, I've said that, you know, both the chairman and vice chairman of the 9/11 commission said that the CIA obstructed their investigation. So I've said, let's have an unobstructed investigation with the 9/11 commission. But, you know, this is what Thomas Jefferson said. He said, question boldly. And I believe that's what, you know, this whole liberty movement is about, is just making sure that we keep our elected officials honest.
So you have questioned the birth certificate and the 9/11 story?
Well, you know, my whole thing is I've questioned the 9/11 commission report only because the chairman and vice chairman themselves came out and said that it was obstructed. So if the vice chairman and chairman have said it and the 9/11 families have agreed with it, then let's just have a new investigation. That's all I'm saying.
All right, Shalene, thanks for talking to us. American Independent Party candidate for Governor Shalene Nightingale. All right.